Being able to win a game like the Thursday night's game on the road like that, a short week, what does that say? Tell you about the team?
It's big. You know, I think it says a lot about us. You know, it doesn't matter when we play, who we play. You know, you just got to be ready to fight, man. You know, we're going to go all four quarters, and we're not going to stop until it's over.
Will Washington be tougher to beat second time around?
I don't know. You know, I think the main thing is making sure we focus on us and making sure that we're ready to do what we do well. You know, we know that they're going to come in here and play hard. We think that they may have the best offensive line we played, you know, all year. You know, we have a great deal of respect for those guys, so we just got to be ready to play come Monday.
This extra rest that you guys have had, how much has that meant to you? Were you kind of banged up at all?
I'm all right. You know, of course you're going to have little nicks and bruises, you know, after a football game. That's football, but I'm feeling fine, man. I think everybody's going to be fine.
Tim, you're sitting at 5-1 right now. What were your expectations coming into the season, and are you surprised at all about the success the teams have?
No, I'm not surprised at all. You know, I knew that we had talent coming into the season, and more than that, I knew the work that we put in, you know, on the field, in the weight room, and away from football. You know, guys really bought in, you know, and the biggest thing now is just not getting complacent with 5-1. You know what I mean? Because things can change fast. You never know, man. We still have 10 games guaranteed left. You know, we have to focus on that.
Do you see any parallels between this team and the big ones you've gone through, the normal?
I think we have a pretty good team, man. I think we're going to be special. As far as the Baltimore stuff, I really don't want to talk too much about them. That's in the past, but I think we got a chance to have a special team, man.
Coming into the league, you were blessed with a coach like Coach Brooks in Baltimore.
Oh,
here you are with Coach Wilson.
Right.
What are some of the things you've been able to pull from him? Because it seems like your unit is what drives the defense,
right.
The tone.
So man, Coach Wilson, man, he's a guy that he's going to get the most out of his players. Point blank, period. And he's going to let you know that from the time you walk into, you know, our room. He's going to get the most out of you. But at the same time, you know, you're going to know that it's all for good purpose. You know what I mean? No matter what he may say to you or anything like that. You know, it's all for good purpose. You know, we feed off each other in that room. We definitely feed off him. He's definitely a guy that get us going each and every day.
How do you avoid that complacency going into a team that you already beat earlier in the season?
It's easy, man. Division opponent. It's another Sunday, another opportunity. And then we're playing in our home. You know what I mean? They're coming here. So those quick three things are enough alone.